Hey everybody, it's Patch and Switch. We're on the road to Microsoft Ignite. Today we talk about
keynote viewing options.
That's right, there are multiple ways that you can consume the keynote content that is coming from Philips Arena.
Okay.
In Atlanta. That's, so that's option one,
yes.
Philips Arena.
So Philips Arena, standard sporting arena, large scale production. They made sure they covered the ice.
So you were worried about that.
It's hockey. You got to make sure the ice is protected. But that's where you're going to see deep technical content, flow of the day, what you would see in a Microsoft keynote with a bunch of different speakers that are coming in. Scott Guthrie, Julia White's going to be hosting that one there, and a plethora of different technology guests are coming in. This is what you'd expect in a large scale keynote experience for what it happens to be.
Philips Arena opens Monday morning around 8 a.m. You'll want to get there early because, as Rick mentioned, it is a standard sporting venue.
Right.
So all of your security precautions are in play there. So expect some sort of bag inspection and stuff.
If I was going to pick any day not to carry a bag, I think it would be Monday.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I can get in, get out, bring a laptop and a power supply, and that's it. And that way I don't have to worry about anything. But you will have to simply make arrangements and just be aware of that. You might have a little bit of a delay, but we're going to get you in there and you're going to be good to go.
We have a second option, which is Hall C2, otherwise known as the Hangout. Now, this is really cool because Hall C2 is not just for during the keynote, but for the entire event. And I understand we built a pretty big screen.
Yeah, there's 3,500 odd square feet or 325 square meters of multiple streams throughout the entire week. I think 40 or 50 different streams are being chosen to go up onto that particular wall. You plug in a set of headphones, you choose the channel you want to watch, and basically you can go off and you can watch it. But for the keynote, they've turned it into one ginormous screen to be able to handle the production of the live show.
So one of the things that's also occurring at the Hangout in the morning, and actually in the afternoon, 30 minutes before the keynote starts, Alex Bradley is doing his keynote pre-show live from Hall C2, the Hangout. So you'll actually be able to be there to see the actual production of this pre-show, which is streamed into Philips Arena as well as to all over the world on ignite.microsoft.com.
Right. So it'll be available in this multiple stream format to go and hang out the rest of the week. That's why they call it a hangout. But definitely very cool. Great behind the scenes stuff. See what's going on. Technical guests are going to be on a show. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm not going to be there. And neither is Joey.
I'm not?
No, because I sent you the meeting request for Hall C1.
Oh, that's right. Because in Hall C1, we have reserved seating for 5,000 of our closest friends because we are going to do a special morning show edition of the Patch and Switch show.
And this is exclusive. This is not recorded. This
nope.
is not streamed. You
nope.
have to be in the room. And I still had budget left over after your purchases to go off and to actually get some tasty treats and possibly caffeinated beverages as well.
It's not
inside
possibly.
The room.
We are going for over-caffeination because you realize we have to do a morning show.
Okay, that works.
We don't do mornings.
That's true. That's very true.
So we've got special guests lined up. We've got some serious heavy hitters in our spaces of technology.
Right.
Direct from the engineering teams.
Yep. And this is going to be starting around 8-ish.
8 a.m.,
And the doors open. Be able to come on in. We'll be able to start shortly after 8 o'clock. We'll have a programmatic thing of what's going on, as well as our different guests coming on. Mm-hmm. But when it comes time for the keynote, we'll get you all prepped up and ready to go, and then do a seamless transition over to all the screens taken over for what you would be seeing at the Hangout, and also what you'd be seeing inside the main Philips Arena.
Which is basically the presentation that is happening at Philips Arena being live-streamed throughout the world. You'll be able to watch it in the comfort of Hall C1.
So,
we'll also be repeating this in the afternoon.
So, shut the front door.
Special treats and a shortened version of the pre-show.
You got it.
It'll be kind of an afternoon talk show.
I didn't think
they
authorized that one yet.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe we'll just take over the room.
We haven't
figured it out.
We'll have to see what the timing is.
So the afternoon keynotes all are going to be starting at 4 o'clock. So get there half an hour before to be able to get ready to go. Philips Arena once again is the option. So is the Hangout for Hall C2.
Yep.
And then in C1, that's us for Patch and Switch once again.
Absolutely. 20,000 people attending Microsoft Ignite. Each one of these particular options for the keynote and keynote viewing, limited seating opportunities. So you're going to want to get to where you choose early. And of course, the way I look at it, you can't go wrong either way. If you want the excitement of being in the arena itself, if you're looking for something a little smaller, a little less scale, but with a great big screen, you can go into the Hangout. Or if you want something that's, you know, a little more fun, more chaotic.
It's right in between. A little more fun and chaotic, see what's going on. That'll be the C1 room for us They don't have a name. It's called C1, so that's where we're going to be.
Absolutely. As always, you can follow Patch and Switch on the social medias. We're on Instagram and on the Twitters by following @PatchAndSwitch. You can also catch us on Facebook. Give us a like, won't you? It's facebook.com/PatchAndSwitch.
And then finally, don't forget, in either one of those different venues, make sure you use the hashtag MSIgnite so we can follow what's going on and answer your questions.
We look forward to seeing every one of you in Hall C1 for the morning show. Not that I'm trying to sway people one way or another. Until next time, we'll see you soon.